Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread is good food for the soul and good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Once in the stillness of a late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power. I fell on my knees and I cried to him then, oh merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer. In every hour of every day and every moment, I'm singing his praises wherever I go. I'll never forget that night on my knees, the joy of the hour has never left me. It's like sweetest memory that time can erase. I'm saved by his mercy and redeemed by his grace. In every hour of every day and every moment, in every way, I'm leaning on Jesus, rock of my soul. I'm singing his praises wherever I go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for another day, another opportunity to gather with the saints to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, Lord, now as we present our bodies. Desperately we need you. Continuously, we need you. Help us now is my prayer in Jesus' name. I would speak as the oracles of God. We would hear what the Spirit said. We pray all things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. How's everybody doing today? All right, all right. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord had made. Glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm looking for some. Charlene's here today. Ain't God good? I guess she may not like to be announced like that, but we like to see it. Hallelujah. We're here too. It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. He's brought us to this place. We've come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me see here. We're going to find this another song. All right. Be still, my soul. Hallelujah. Let me see. So the Lord watched over the saints that went out yesterday, brought them back. We thank God for that. He kept us throughout the day. We thank him for that. He blessed us to see another day. We thank him for that. Thank you, Lord. Cause us to walk worthy today, Lord, is my prayer. I am weak, but thou art strong. just keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Hallelujah. It's a song, Lord, we make it our prayer, as the scriptures have said. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Things that eyes have not seen. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we look not for, thou camest down. The mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen. O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember me in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. What a word, huh? From the beginning, since the beginning of the world, in the beginning, God created. But it says here, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. That's out of the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. One of the most remarkable prophets, because Isaiah, his prophecies cover everything from the beginning to the end. He talks about the birth, the virgin birth, the suffering. He talk about the tribulation. He talk about the new heaven and the new earth. Huh? What a prophet, huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But again, Brother Paul picks it up and refers to it. You know, when he say it is written, he was referring to the writings of Isaiah. You know, when Jesus said it is written, he was referring to the writing of the prophets. All right. It is written. For our learning, for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world is come. Thank you, Lord. Come bless the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
In
Paul's writing, he said, but as it is written. So he's referring to what Isaiah wrote. He says it like this: I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. What a remarkable thing. How blessed we are. What a revelation. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So God desire for us to know him. That's why he said, hey, I'm your father. You're my child. That was his revelation. That was his manifesting himself to you as he does not to the world. To the world, God does not say that. No, no. He manifests himself to us as our Father, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer, our Life, our Strength, our Hope, our everything. Y'all have that revelation, don't you? All right. Then we're going to move on. We're going to rejoice. We're going to get about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, holy man spoke as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. And it's amazing how God used the prophets. Isn't it? Hallelujah. It is amazing. He used them to speak and write his word. And then the word became flesh. Huh? Of course, the prophets wrote about that too, you know. Isaiah wrote about it. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Moses wrote about it. All the prophets. To him, all the prophets bear witness. Huh? Oh, what do you think we're going to do this morning? We're going to bear witness. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Huh? There's no way to the Father but by Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So this is what I would draw your attention to, you know, because we need to just consider what the Lord has done. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, man's heart haven't even perceived the good things that He's done for you. Now, you say you have perceived. We want to respond righteously to that. We don't want to be distracted. Huh? Moved off course. Hey, we put our hand to the plow. We don't want to look back. So to keep us from looking back, we find a point. And we look to Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. But now He sat down at the right hand, the throne of God, ever liveth to make intercession for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So by the grace of God, we'll be stirred by these things. By the grace of God, we'll be reminded. Hallelujah. We'll be stirred up. Rightfully so, huh? Come on now. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him. Thank you, Lord. Men love secrets. Men love knowledge. And God's done both for us. He's given us, He's told us, revealed to us secrets. I mean deep secrets. Isn't that how y'all read it? Things that Aristotle hadn't seen. Things that Confucius hadn't seen. Name the wise men. And their hearts have not perceived it. And you, He's revealed it to. Y'all don't get excited about that? I see. Hallelujah. There's no need for us to seek for any other knowledge. Let's focus in on this now. The things that God hath revealed to us. Of course, He's done it by His Spirit. Of course, He's revealed it to our spirit. Because God, that's how He communicates. God is a spirit. That's how we know we're His children. His Spirit told our spirit, hey, you're my child. Now, what we want to do is begin to walk worthy. You know, I mean, act like we're saved. You know you're saved, brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But God hath revealed, I'm reading it out of the book. God hath revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. God, there's no secret from God. He knows everything. And He's your friend. He's for you and not against you. Hallelujah. In fact, because of that, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Our righteousness is of Him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. We declare the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you. How precious this is, huh? Save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yeah, we want to dwell on the heavenly things. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. but in demonstration yes. of the Spirit Woo. And of power. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That your faith yes. should not stand Amen. In the wisdom of men, right. but in the power of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. In the power of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You believe the witness of man? Witness of God is greater. Greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. Again, the scriptures are always contrasting the holy, righteous God, gracious and good, with this rebellious, sinful folk. And all of his words and all of his conversation is about return. Absolutely. All right. So here he says, let him return unto the Lord. Huh? Then what? He will have mercy upon him. Huh? Hallelujah. He will abundantly pardon. Glory. Run on, Gino. Gino's going to get excited. He will abundantly pardon.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts. All right. We could say, but we have the mind of Christ. And we have commandment to let this mind be in you, which was also. So we need to quit like men. Absolutely. And be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And have this mind of Christ. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. It says here, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, Amen. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your Amen. Thoughts. This is everything concerning God. Everything concerning God, this is the distance. Higher than the heavens are above the earth. Huh? If you want to compare the heavenly and the earthly, there it is. Hallelujah. For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall be the word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Y'all know that? That's every time. God's word don't fail. Yeah, it performs or accomplishes whatever he purposed it to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or for us, judgment for. Absolutely. That's the only way. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hill shall break forth before you into singing.
Yes,
and the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree.
Yeah.
And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus answered, John chapter 3, verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Goes on to say, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you see, we have two phrases here. But in any way, we must be born again to see, and we must be born again to enter. There's nobody going to stumble in. No, no, absolutely not. Yeah, when we get there, we'll be a rejoicing. Hallelujah. We'll be a rejoicing.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Goes on to say, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Again, the flesh and the spirit, the distance is as high as the heavens are above there. Things spiritual, things natural, for as the heavens are above there. See? So it would do us good to mind heavenly things. The other things are so far beneath the things of God. Come on. We ought to be wise men. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or wherever it desires. We can hear it, but we can't tell where it comes from or whether it goes. So is everyone that born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, this is a marvelous work, and we just can't tell how God did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But since he did it, we know that he did. Is that all right? Huh? We know that we've been born again. Huh? Hallelujah. We know that we're children of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because it's been revealed to us by his spirit. Hallelujah. Y'all have that revelation, don't you? Glory. Amen. No man can receive anything except to be given him from heaven. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father. No man can come to me except the Father draw him. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Come, ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Y'all know I know that? Amen, amen. Well, I believe you know that too. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's not hold back on God. Are we going to go higher. We're going to close in on this distance between the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Nicodemus said, man, how can these things be? Well, that's what the things that are below say about the things that are above. That's everything. Everything. His ways, his thoughts, that which is beneath say, how can these things be? How can God delight in Pastor Rice? How can he delight in me? Hey, how can these things be? Glory, glory, glory. How can these things be? Why would a holy God give his all for y'all? How can these things be? Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus is the God we serve. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Well, before that, he said, art thou master of Israel? Huh? Are you a premier or potentate or a king and, a general? You don't know these things? You know all the high-posted men have. He said, man, you ruler and you don't know these things? That's being a ruler won't get you those things. Hallelujah. He said, art thou a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? But he did find out. Okay? Nicodemus got converted. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Yeah, he got born again. Huh? The things of God was revealed to him, made known to him. Hallelujah. We speak that which we know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Now, here it is. He said, I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So the earthly things and the heavenly things? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So no man can attain unto them. The distance too far. Hallelujah. No, only God can span that distance. Spirit to spirit. His spirit, your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, all the time, the carnal and the natural will deny it, refuse it, oppose it. That's why we have trouble rejoicing in the Lord. It's the other stuff we get in our mind. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, well, my soul cries hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul loves you, Jesus. My soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the King.
Thank you, Lord.
So the heavenly things, the earthly things are not the same. Not the same. Understand that. There's a difference. Great difference. Hallelujah. You know, like night and day. Great difference. Romans 4:16, therefore it is of faith. It is of faith. Hallelujah. That it might be by grace. Isn't that wonderful? To the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Oh yeah. Thank you, Lord. Now my dear brother out there in Chino, he thinks he has things from God, but I think he's just confused. Absolutely. We're children of God. By faith, not by any physical stuff. The devil's children the same way. No, they, I mean, all the scriptures tell you that. Parable of the tares, the parable of the sower. It said the seed is the word of God. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. And the tares are the children of the wicked one. See? And it goes on to say, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen. That which is born, God is a spirit. Amen. Satan is a spirit. Yeah. So Satan's children are born of his spirit because they don't have the spirit of God. They hadn't been born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And as he think he has other revelations about hell and Babylon, and he just mixed the carnal with the spiritual. and don't, yeah, because he thinks he have a code. The only code God has given us is the Holy Ghost. And the only way we can operate that code is by obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to give us something tangible to overcome that which is spiritual. It just doesn't work that way. Y'all know tangible is something you can touch, feel, see. Now, the things God give us are not actually tangible. No. Because the tangible things don't last. The things that God give us are invisible. And they last forever. So, you know, the tangible things and the heavenly things. But what do men prefer? Y'all, right, but thank you, brother. They were going to try to trick me. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's what man's tempted with. Tangible things. Huh? That's why the young rich ruler went away sorrowful. Tangible things. That's why God said to the man that laid up treasures, thou fool. Tangible things. Huh? So be careful. Be careful, saints. Let's keep our mind in heavenly places. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. As it is written, as it is written. See, that means the prophets wrote it. I made thee a father of many nations. This is what Moses wrote about Abraham, because that's what God said. I made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed. Even God who quickeneth the dead, or who bring from the dead to life. That he's done for us. We were dead in sin and trespass. But now he quickened us. So we are alive. We're alive forever. Absolutely. Absolutely. Huh? He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. He that believeth on me and liveth shall never die. Hallelujah. Believest thou this? Huh? These are heavenly things. Hallelujah. Don't leave them for other things. We can go back to the prodigal or the lost son. That's what he did. Y'all remember that? He said, divide me the goods. And of course, that's tangible stuff. But the other stuff, he left. The tangible stuff cost him the other stuff. He left his father's covering. He left his father's provisions. He left his father's protection. And as long as he was there, his father didn't give him nothing. Absolutely not. Though he was his father, he gave him nothing. No, he didn't. Because he forsook that for the tangible things. Oh, it's no different with you. Huh? No different. Hallelujah. I mean, he couldn't take his inheritance with him because his inheritance was with the Father. That's yours too. He can give you the portion of your goods, but they won't last. The prodigals didn't last him. No, they didn't. I do not know the span of time. I don't know. It really doesn't matter, but pretty soon he didn't have anything. He wasted his substance. And he was in want. Amen. Nobody would even help him. You know how it is. Yeah, when you got money, you got friends. Well, when he didn't have any money, he didn't have any friends. But there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll always help you. Hallelujah. Old prodigal found him some fair weather friends. Huh? Long as he had money, he had friends. When he had no money, they wouldn't even help him, man. Hallelujah. So we have that example of the prodigal exchanging the heavenly things for the earthly. It's no different with us. Hallelujah. They're not the same, and they're not compatible. Praise the Lord. To have one costs the other.
Amen.
If we would get the heavenly, we'd have to give up the earthly.
That's right.
And when we give up the earthly, that's what
Amen.
We get.
Hallelujah.
When we give up the heavenly, we're just left with the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of course, you know, for a while it glitters. You know, like the pleasure of sin. You know, it for a season. Hallelujah. That's the earthly thing. Or the word talks about deceitful lust. Huh? That's the old nature. Corrupt after deceitful lust. And it means the desires are they promise something that they can't provide. They say, I'll take you here, and they can't because they're deceitful. They will promise you. Yeah, you know, you take your goods and leave, you'll still be saved and you'll still be all right with God. Yeah, take your carnal things and go, and you'll still have the heavenly things. That's not so. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I mean, this is what the scriptures tell us. Otherwise, the ruler wouldn't have went away sorrowful. He said, well, I'm going to keep all my goods and I'm going to have eternal life too. Well, you can't do that. Men keep trying, but they'll never get it done. They keep trying to find other ways to heaven too. They won't get that done either. Deceitful. Deceitful. Hallelujah. Hello, Brother Terry. Oh, thank you, Lord. I made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. We know that, don't we? And call those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Well, you might say death worketh in us, just against the temporal, not against the eternal. Everybody understand? Yeah, death work in this because Amen. Death works in everything this temple. Amen. Y'all don't know that?
Yes.
That's why he quickened us.
Yes.
So we can be with him forever, so we can live forever.
Amen.
Now, flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom.
Amen.
We're not going to be in the presence of God in this stuff.
Amen.
It can't take it. Hallelujah. It can't even discern and understand.
Amen.
So we'll get new bodies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll be delivered from this bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Now, you won't get excited about this mind and earthly things. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. And call it those things which be not as though they were. How about it? Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, and it was also written, so shall thy seed be.
Amen.
Seed refers to one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It actually refers to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Huh? Seed of Abraham. That's the seed. It came through Abraham. So he's speaking of the seed. And we are children by faith.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
There's no other way.
No other way.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord. Beautiful preaching.
Angels can't get together with
That's
men
right.
and make men demons.
Amen.
No. Men have the demons anyway without any physical interaction. Y'all don't know that? Hallelujah. We do know that. Because the creature itself shall be delivered, I told you, from this bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. Together unto now. And not only they, but we ourselves groan. Don't we, Charlene? Yeah, we groan, we groan. Which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. Saved by hope. Oh, thank you. Can we see it? No. Stuff we see is not very good. We're saved by hope. Huh? If we see it, we have no need to hope for it. But if we hope for that which we see not, we hope for something very valuable. Huh? We hope for true riches. And we hope for unsearchable riches. Why? Because they cannot be seen. Hallelujah. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Huh? This is what the wisdom that God gives us. Huh? We got time, but it's going to pass away. So he'll allow us to, in time, attain unto everlasting thing. Isn't that good? Who could think you could get this out of time? I mean, it's going to end, and yet we can get eternal life out of it. Hallelujah. It says it like this, but our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it works out eternal things for us. See? This is the wisdom of God. You don't want to get bogged down in the temporal. No, it's working for us things eternal. Things that will never pass away. Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, we won't have to pump up our joy.
Right.
No, we won't. We won't have to put off our sighing. Sorrow and sighing will flee away. Hallelujah. Everlasting joy. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. We won't be sometime up, sometime down. Hallelujah. No, no. Glory, glory. Every day will be Sabbath. One long Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Unending day. In the land of unending day. Hallelujah. Where the sorrows pass away. Come on, Diane. Get excited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother, don't you be laughing. You join them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth. Our infirmity.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Not up for debate. In the flesh, we're just unable.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the natural, we're unable. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Huh? It bridges the gap.
Yes, Lord.
Makes up the difference.
Woo!
Glory to God. What the law could not do was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we know not what we should pray for as we are, without controversy. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. When the prodigal left his father, he actually left his eternal inheritance. He could only take his temporal, his physical, his earthly. That which cannot be kept. His consolation was temporal, and it was at the expense of the eternal. Learn a lesson, saints. We cannot have our cake and eat it too. We cannot serve two masters. Impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, the scripture is plain to tell you that the Father said, this Son, he was lost. He was dead. Huh? You mean he died when? Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all want me to read it? I'll find it for you. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Glory. Got on my dancing shoes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says here, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead. He was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but now he's found. Well, all he did was say, give my stuff. Give me my stuff and I'm gone. That's all he did. Hallelujah. That's all he did. See what it cost him, though. Now, we try to find some way around that, but it's not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We can't seek our own and seek the Lord, too. Huh? We can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. No. Come out from among them. Be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. I will be your God. You will be my children. Hallelujah. Now please note, as long as the father knew. In fact, the elder son knew. They knew what was going on. But he couldn't get no help. Huh? By his own choice. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if we forsake the Lord, he'll forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. And the son, when he came to himself, realized his condition. How marvelous, huh? That's the only way he got back. But as long as he was there, Father knew where he was. Father still loved him. Father couldn't help him. No. Father couldn't help him. Not didn't help him. Couldn't help him. And God, by his own righteousness, his own word, when we do it, he can't help us. Huh? Even though he loves us, he can't help us. Thank you, Lord. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people, Deuteronomy 28, unto himself. See, we belong to the Lord. As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, which are above our ways, and all of the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, or by the name of the Lord, they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of the body, in the fruit of the cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give it. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens to give thee rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Amen. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Amen. All right. So out of Deuteronomy 28, we have the blessings and the curses. Blessings go with the obedience. Yes, the curses with the disobedience. Amen. God have to do it that way. Amen. He can't make an exception for you. Hallelujah. Or for me. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got an excerpt here from Rahab. Y'all know she was a harlot? That's such for some of you. Hallelujah. Isn't that the scripture? She said unto the man, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And as soon as we heard how you destroyed the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and the earth beneath. Hallelujah. Now, a heathen she was, nevertheless, she had the faith of God. She obtained a good report. Hallelujah. Her sins were forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 15:23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. The way of life is above to the wise. Above. Thank you, Lord, that he may depart from hell beneath. Heaven is above, hell beneath. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, the reason I got this cover from Brother Stephen out there, this book written by Mary K. Baxter. Of course, I didn't want to read it, but come to find out, we've got them copies in the library. But I didn't read it. Probably won't read it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But in his, confusion about the things that God is showing him, he's going to tell us where hell is, I mean physically, where Babylon is, and there's no such thing. Hallelujah. I said, man, if you go to the end of the book, you'll see that death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. And all other such talk is just distraction. Really? Where is Babylon? The whole world is Babylon. Babylon in the spiritual sense just means confusion. And Satan is the author there. So everything concerning him and his work is Babylon. And it's mostly fronted by religion. That's the truth of it. That we don't need no physical place. Babylon is the mystery of iniquity. Amen. Yes. Absolutely. Amen. Y'all don't know who the author of confusion is? Yes. How about the author of peace?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. There's always a counter, you know. Prince of darkness? Oh, there's a prince of peace. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But if we aren't careful, we'll get carried away into some foolishness. Yeah, I'm very careful. I don't think I can be too careful. Oh, you're afraid of revelation? I'm not afraid. I have revelation. Don't you? Yeah, I'm not afraid of it. Hallelujah. But I'm reluctant to come pick up stuff that come against my revelation. You understand? That's foolishness. Thank you, Lord. You know, he's taking things too literal. You know, and we can't do that. You know, we just read how the trees of the field will clap their hands. God said, I'd like to gather you under my wings. Come on. See what I mean? You just can't take things literally. No, you can't. You have to hear what the Spirit says. And that's how he does, you know, with this devil's making devil men. Never, I mean, only by the word, by Satan's lies. That's the only way. We're sons of God by the truth, by the word of God. He begat us with his own word. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. What a mighty God. We were listening yesterday to Brother Sarah preach. What did God do with our sins? Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Hallelujah. It says here, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. You know, if the sun don't rise in the morning, hallelujah, the stars don't shine at night, if those things cease, then I guess I can't keep my promises to Israel. That's how it reads. Thus saith the Lord, if the heaven can be measured, well, if it could, and if the foundation of the earth searched out, then I will cast off all the seed of Israel. But the foundation of the, you know where the foundation of the earth is? Huh? Nobody searched them out, you know. If they search them out, then God can't save us. That's what it says. Hallelujah. Because God's ways are so high. He does things and they're past finding out. You know, man don't believe earth has foundation.
Right.
No. God said so, though. Hey, something's holding it up. Huh? Y'all know that? Something's holding you up. Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, heaven can't be measured, and the foundations of the earth cannot be searched out. So we're safe with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The word says in Psalms 19, well, the heavens declare the glory of God. Huh? And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Thank you, Lord. Romans 1, it says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, invisible things, are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Hallelujah. The heaven and earth say that there is a creator.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Man with his artificial has not made one blade of grass. Not one article of dirt. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Man has created nothing. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day under day are the speech. Night under night they show knowledge. Praise the Lord. Well, just tell man, say, make me a blade of grass. Huh? And what he'll probably do is go get something. He said, no, no, can't do that. Make me a blade of grass. See? Can't do it. Can't do it. God is the creator. And we understand through faith that the things we see were made by things that do not appear. A man's going to make something, he's going to find something in. Huh? Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. So things that we see confirm things that are not seen. And they testify of things not made by things that are seen. God did make things that are not seen. He's the only one that can do it. But he also made things that are seen. Jesus Christ created everything. Huh? Things that are seen. Things that are not seen. Man can't do either. He can't make things seen. He can't make things unseen. Only God. Creator. In the beginning, God created. Huh? And only God. No one has made him a liar. They called him a liar, but they hadn't done otherwise. Hallelujah. He still thinks most highly of himself, though. You know that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is this knowledge that keeps us heavenly minded, seeking the things that are above, not minding earthly things, guarding our hearts from surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And we're overtaken in a snare.
Thank you, Lord.
We should always be mindful of the heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
You know, like Phil always tell me, and I agree with him, he said we're just occupying. Mm-hmm. Which means the things that we're doing are just in faithfulness to God and in yielding to the operation that God is doing. Well, we don't have any ambition here to do something. No, we have faith to believe God. Ambition to do something will move us away from the faith to believe God. Hallelujah. I know Brother Rich is doing a good job, but he's only doing it in faithfulness. Absolutely. Rightfully so. That's how we do it. Yeah, we don't want to get any other vision other than the heavenly. Huh? Yeah. Even if we attain unto it, we won't be able to keep it. Praise the Lord, saints. Set your affection on things above. Really now, this is good counsel. When you are overcharged, when your heart's overcharged with surfeiting and drunk, then you're earthly minded. You really don't understand that this is just temporal, and all that's happening in the temporal is to prepare you for the eternal. It's not for us to lay up stuff here. Creator said, don't lay up stuff here. Lay not up treasures upon earth. Right out of the book. Because you can't keep them. The thief will steal them or they'll rot or something. So lay up treasure in heaven where moth does not corrupt, thieves don't break through and steal. See how simple that is? So whatever we're doing here today is make sure we put an eternal perspective to it. That way we won't be so perturbed and carried away. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, help me, Jesus. We're going to come to the conclusion. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Luke 12, the man was covetous. And he had lots of stuff. So much he didn't have a place to put it. That's what will happen here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Your business increase, you'll have to get more employees. You get more employees, you have to get more headaches and all the other stuff that goes. It. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you get Jesus Christ and he's all you need. In him you can find contentment. There's nothing earthly that brings for contentment. Not a single thing.
Amen.
Mr. Trump isn't satisfied, you know. None of the world leaders are. How about you?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. When our mind's right, we're satisfied. Hallelujah. When we lose our mind, I guess not, but when our mind's right, when it's stayed on Jesus, when we're minding the things above, when our heart's indicting a good matter, then we're content.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Starts in the morning and it goes all day long.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no matter what happened, I've still got Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, Jesus loves me. Huh? Purchased me with his own blood. I'm complete in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, if your hope is in things eternal.
Right. Uh-huh. Amen.
Yep. Praise God. And no man can take your joy, steal
Amen.
Your joy.
Yes,
huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Build your hopes on things eternal.
Amen.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand.
It's
a good song. Not on earth. Nothing on earth can be unmoved. Nothing. Nothing. So we seek a kingdom that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. But if it's earthly, it can be moved. If it's earthly, it can be shaken. And the things that are going to be shaken are going to be removed. Hallelujah. So be not shaken, saint. Be not troubled. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, everything that can be shaken, earthly, will be shaken. That the things that cannot be shaken might remain. Huh? Oh, that's why we cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise the Lord. The old earthly tabernacle, but can't be moved. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to the end in the name of Jesus. Oh, but the man that had the goods, got more goods, it cost him more. You know, the more he got, the more it moved him away from God. So that's not true with us, huh? See how we do? It is true. The more you get, the more it'll move you away from God. Absolutely. Absolutely. It won't bring you contentment. Won't bring you satisfaction. Certainly won't bring you anything eternal. You might get something, but just for a while. Hallelujah. And when you have to stand before the judge, it won't be able to help you. Your silver and gold will not help you in the day of God's judgment. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad we believe these things. Hallelujah. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure on the earth and is not rich toward God. All right. So thank you, Lord. It's not that, you know, we're poor in one way, but we make many rich. We have nothing, yet we possess all things. What a deal. Huh? Can God do it? He's done it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saint. So again, to put you in remembrance, you know, what the Lord has done, who we are in Christ. We need to be mindful of these things. Of course, to do it, we'll have to get rid of the other things. See, God's wisdom and our wisdom, everything concerning God and man, everything concerning heaven and earth, God's wisdom, our wisdom. How about that? God's wisdom is heavenly. Ours is earthly. It's sensual. It's devilish. We shouldn't depend on it. We shouldn't trust in it. Hallelujah. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of peace is made in them, sown in them that sow peace, make peace. Praise the Lord, saints. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. The things of God, you know, I've not seen, ear not heard. They are known, though, to those whom God choose to reveal it to. That's everything. Even we can know what God revealed to us. Hallelujah. Or we can go off on tangents and try to search out things that God really don't want us to know. You know there's things we can't bear? Really? Absolutely. I mean, God doesn't withhold good things from us. If he can give something to us and save us, he'll do it. Isn't he a good God? But if he have to give us something so he can't save us, then he won't do that. Isn't that good? I'm glad he don't hear some of our prayers. He can save us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. I think the definition of tangible is things that are real. Well, the things of God are real. Thank you, Lord. Things that, let me see, I got my little paper here. Y'all hold on. Tangible, real, touchable, and definite. Definite means that it can be defined. It describes things you can physically touch and or clear facts you can easily see or prove. Well, the things of God can be proven, are proven. They can be seen, or with the right eyes. Absolutely. So they're real to us, but they're not real to the world. Huh? Praise the Lord. He's made known unto us, because it's given unto us to know. Thank you, Lord. But the word became flesh. Still didn't help the man out that don't believe. You understand that? You know, I mean, God made himself so you could see him. Absolutely. I mean, that's the purpose of Jesus Christ. The Father revealed. I mean, tangible.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The prophet said we touched him. We've handled him. We've seen him. Huh? They still didn't believe. The ones that don't believe. But, huh? I didn't see him, but I believe. Don't you believe? Aren't we blessed? That means we found some evidence. We got convinced. No one can move us away from it. Hallelujah. We're convinced that he is Lord. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We confess, thou art God, thou art God, even our God. Thou art the God. Hallelujah. Beside you, there is no other. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Sarah said, we have places prepared here, but we can't find the people to put them in. Put in them. So it's like the parable of the kingdom. Huh? You know, king made a great supper. And he said, y'all come on. Couldn't find nobody to come. Hallelujah. So it is with the things of God, because men are earthly minded. You understand? They look on physical things and temporal things and, my God, and they can't see the blessings of God in this place. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Amen. I know for myself. Hallelujah. So give God the praise, saints. Let's war good warfare today.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, to watch over us today. Help us, Lord, to do the things you want us to do. Help us to hear the word and do them, Lord, as they come into our hearts. Help us to trust in you, to depend on you, to look to you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for praying for us. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.